Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And today is Wednesday, and is the 22nd of June, just after the solstice. So different energies around here. If anybody's feeling, a little different, maybe extra stressed, not sleeping well or something, you might get on the fast chat and indicate that. We'll see if we can do some healing if that's needed. Normally, you know, on these special days, also December, 21st is a special day too. These are earmarked days for the darkness to tap in, because people have used these particular days, longest day and shortest day of the year, for a long time. So there's always energies there. And once they will tap into them and start doing rituals, and things like this here, a lot of people do, the summer solstice rituals and stuff. But anyway, if you are getting trapped in that energy, let me know. We'll see if we can do some clearing for you. So let's do a find a heart drop for everybody. We will bring you into your heart center, and your spirit is going to be doing this for you. I just do the counting down so you can get an idea of what's happening. A lot of people like actually feeling their thoughts moving in their body. And some people are amazed when they can feel it. And when they check, the thought is no longer in their head. It's somewhere else, which would be in their heart. And they go, wow, this is really something. I've never been here before. So here we go. This is what we call the Mind a Heart Drop. It's also on the website, showing you how to do that, too. It's very, very simple. We're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards, and we're having your spirit take those energies of the mind, and which is what you think with, and things that talk to you all the time, we'll say mind chatter, and drop you into your heart, and then that will go away, and you're going to be at peace. Here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be in your heart center, and we'll see if Annika's there. So, Annika, are you on?
I am on, yes. And welcome, everyone. It's great. We see a lot of people that seem very happy to be here. So it's great to join you all with Ron and the Creation Light Ship, and be here on a Wednesday today. So, yeah, we just dealt with a bit of energy there, I think, and it's always so peaceful and calming to get heart-centered, Ron. I don't see questions yet, but I just wanted to mention, Janice said she has not been sleeping, so that's one comment I think about what's going on right now. And I know with that sort of stuff, we're always dealing with entities, aren't we, Ron? Maybe we could do something for that, do an entity sample clearing?
Yeah, so let's do a emotional body entity clearing. And here we go. These are, we'll do two of them, two different types. We'll first get the ones that just came into you because they liked you, liked your body, the way you look maybe. Whatever reason, these are entities that were not relatives of yours, okay? So these are just Klingons, we'll call them, okay? Not that your relatives couldn't be, but we'll just call these the Klingon entities here that came in because of trauma, drama, stress, whatever, pain. Here we go, releasing what we can right now. There'll probably be 100 of them being released. That's normally what happens for most people. You could have a few thousand or so, but we'll get about 50 of them. So here we go. Releasing them. I use the word stronger to do this. So stronger, 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 stronger. This is about 25, John. You might feel your body changing. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so these are ones that just are just regular, ordinary entities that liked you, and they came into you because they wanted experience. and use your body and bring that experience that they wanted to do into your domain so that they could run your body. Most of it's addictions. And here we go, or their lifestyle, which could be an addiction. Here we go. Now we're going to take away your relatives. So we'll get about 50 of those gone. Could be Uncle Harry or Aunt Mabel or something, you know, or some great-great-great grandparents who maybe conceived you, possibly, in this lifetime through your parents. Remember, you could be an entity child, too. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, and these are being released now. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Well, let's do something. So just kind of see how your body's doing. Now we're going to do alien entities. So we'll see what these are like here. This could be different types of physical entities, like a shapeshifter that comes into you. So these are what we'll just call them shapeshifters. And you may not even know that you have one. So here we go, because you'd be their pet. So here they go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just take a note, see how you're doing. And we'll turn it back over to Anika. So, Anika?
Yeah. So, there's a lot of good comments there. I see Janice says, rocking and rolling, great, releasing thanks. And Martha says, oh my, some entities leaving, head cleared. And it was quite funny when when you said Aunt Mabel's, I was looking at my hand and I've got Aunt Mabel's ring. And it was funny. This is an in-law auntie that I got a ring from, and it was as if I could feel something being released. I mean, you know, I don't know if I'm imagining, but it was really interesting, the fact that you actually said that name. So it was quite interesting. And Karen also says, since we are on about entities, could you release entities who are sick or entities of a special request? How easy is it for the entities to stay out permanently and as in not come back in?
Well, that's a real good question. Entities come in, you know, according to basically our thoughts, our actions, because they would like to live their life through us. So let's say that you have an illness. What they can do is you could, we'll just say that you have a broken arm, okay? We'll just use that for an illness. And they can come in and attach through the pain. They can attach through your mindset, through the traumas, through anything else that you're dealing with. And that's kind of how they come in. And it's because they want to have that life through you. And when they want to share that lifetime with you, then they're there, and they can bring all their troubles with you, too. So that's the problem, is that we deal with stuff not even knowing. Part of our problem could be all of theirs. So let's do a release here. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another release here of what your situation would be that you're requesting. 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, Donica, let me know how that's going.
All right, so feel free to comment if you notice things here. There's lots of comments, so yeah, it's just great. And back to what we were talking about with the energy going on just recently or, you know, yesterday or around these days, people are mentioning a few things. Marie is saying, I could not sleep, saw huge lightning in my dream. I was shocked. Janice said, huge black clouds the last couple of days. Mike mentions he felt highly agitated yesterday, that's for sure. So, yeah, a lot of people mentioning heavy energies going around. And I saw somebody here was asking, is there any way we can remove any timelines from such a thing as what we just went through, summer solstice?
Sure, we can do that. Remember, on the timelines, because they are in time, they can move them forward and back, so we can clear them the same way. So even though we're the day after that, we can go back and do a timeline yesterday, which would be the past, and clear that. So here we go. Remember, all it is a timeline. So if you're new to the program, just kind of think of a new movie comes out, you know, at the movie theater. In Wilder City, at least in my town, they come out on a Wednesday normally. And we'll say that movie is there for like 2 weeks. Well, they're playing the same movie for 2 weeks at different time slots. And this is kind of the way our lives are. So the movie just kind of goes on. And you can step into that movie whenever you choose to. So this might add a little more clarity for some people who don't really understand timelines. And remember, where we're living right now in this present moment is the timeline that they're allowing you to live in and on. So if you change the reality instantly and you want to take control of your life, then the timeline will have less effect on you. Almost will have actually no effect, but it will have much less. So what I'm doing now is take away the energetic energy that you experienced and got hooked up to on a timeline, which would be yesterday for a solstice. Here we go. One, two, taking away these timelines. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So see what people say about this one here. Remember, the timelines you're on, and they still affect you from the past because that movie is still running. So I hope I'm making this clear to people. That's why you want to get off the timeline. So you could be living a timeline an hour after you're born, and it could be a timeline that could last, we'll say that you live to 80, okay? So it could be running through your whole lifetime without you even knowing about it, with you living somewhere else on a timeline until you die at 80. So, and, you know, how many of those are you actually living? This is why it gets to be very difficult when you don't know what's happening to your life. One day you have a lot of energy, you feel great, and the next day you wonder, wow, what happened? I had all these plans to do something, and I don't have the energy, or I just don't feel like doing it. Well, you are probably doing it somewhere else, and you feel completed with it in the current timeline that you're going to be on living, you know, now. So that's kind of the way it works. And this might help you with some answers now, because you might think, gee, I'm really, you know, what's wrong with me? I'm a flaky person or something. You know, am I that? Do my friends think I'm a little wacko because I can't stick with what I want to do all the time and I'm kind of scattered? Well, that's because maybe on the timelines that you are, you know, living, you know, you're not that way because you're fulfilling what your thoughts were. Maybe you get a thought here, and again, it can be brought back into this timeline, even though, you know, you're not living that thought. So I think all of us out there have had situations to where you wanted to do something, you thought it through, you figured out how to do it, and then the energy just went flat on it because you thought, well, that's a great idea. I want to make this or do something or go there. And then all of a sudden you go, I don't feel like doing it. And everybody around you goes, wow, what's happening? You said you really liked doing this, wanted to do it, and now you're not. What's going on? You know, did I change personalities or something? Well, no. The timeline, you're actually doing that on, and you somehow had bleed through into this one and felt fulfilled, and you wanted to do it. So that's kind of the way it works. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I saw a good comment here from Holly. By the way, it was Bonnie who requested that, so thank you for doing that. And Bonnie says, timelines make me feel very tired, yes. Holly says, like flashing, I see a lot of repeating sequence leaving with solstice timelines, like flashing over and over again over me. Thank you, Ron. So before here, before it moves away too far, Stephanie was asking about a dog she has who is cat aggressive, and can that be removed? So maybe the dog has an entity or something like that, Ron. What would you say?
Yeah, I would do an entity clearing on the dog, mainly because the dog itself can pick up entities, especially ones that might be abused, or maybe they're trained to hurt people, possibly. I don't really want to get into judgment here too much, but typically people that have a pit bull, that pit bull has an instinct to maybe harm people. You know, they're wonderful dogs, you know, to the owner, but to other people, maybe a Doberman too, you know. But anyway, the dogs might be kind of uncontrollable. So let's just say that if you have a Doberman and or a pit bull, and it's a wonderful, beautiful dog, never harmed anybody, very caring, and all of a sudden one day it attacks somebody, and you go, wow, what happened to my dog? I never did this before. Well, maybe it got an entity of another pit bull or Doberman inside of it, and that's what it did. So, and it's not the dog's fault. It's the entity that did it, but your dog is now responsible. And this is what entities do. This is how they work with the dogs and animals the same as they work with us. So those things can't come in. So mm-hmm. Let's do an entity clearing. And it sounds like it's probably for maybe aggression. If I'm wrong, then, just stay what you want to have, you know, for the dog that you have. So if you have seen a dog out there that has a problem, everybody, or even a cat, we'll do a quickie clearing here for entities and just see how it responds and behaves afterwards. So here we go, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, remember the old phrase, the devil made me do it? Well, that's kind of what, you know, we could be talking about here with the animals and also, other people and maybe even yourself, that something happened and you just, wasn't responsible or couldn't follow through or something. We all have problems like that because of entities normally. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's very interesting when you feel like, well, what happened? Why did I do that? I wouldn't normally react like that. Or if I've noticed with my own kids that they do things sometimes and they say to me, but I didn't do that. And it's really as if they really didn't. It wasn't really them. You know, it's very interesting. But anyway, so some other interesting comments. Amy felt like the relatives were attracted to by DNA and that she feels it as if she loves it when her DNA is turned off and she doesn't feel the relative entities hanging out then. So maybe they could be attracted also by that?
Yeah, they could, yeah. Because, DNA is going to have the history. So your relatives are in your DNA, as far as that their all of their thoughts, and so naturally that person that may have lived, if the emotional body is still here, will see you as them because it's in the DNA. And they have that life story inside of you, and they want to re-express it maybe in a future time. And we're still in time, and so they may have, let's say they lived, 10 generations ago, which could be, we'll just say in the 1700s, 1600s, something like that. I'll just pick that as far as a date. I could be wrong on the generation, but we'll just say that. And they kind of followed everybody, watching who was born, each lifetime. And all of a sudden, you come along and they go, oh, man, this person has my nose. I love my nose. And, man, the guy or girl, has a certain mannerism. Well, that's from me. It's stored inside of them, and it came out in this lifetime. And I want to live in that body. And that's what they do. So,
back
to you, Anna.
That's funny.
So we can do a clearing here to take out the DNA. I'll hold it for 15 minutes here. But this will not work on the archives. So I'll count to 10 to turn off your DNA. And it's a little rough on me because my body goes through, a little difficulties doing this here with the energy. But here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So, see how you feel now, everybody. So, just look at your clock, and basically, we'll just say it's we'll just say a quarter tell. It'll be activated automatically for you. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, that feels great. I really feel good from that one. So thank you. Okay, back to the fast chat here. And Larry says he has some thoughts and sections together instead of apart. If you can do any clearing for this. And I'm guessing what he's talking about is just some kind of mind clearing.
Oh, we can do a mind loop. And also what you're talking about is how you're feeling, you see. How come you feel so much better with your DNA turned off? Well, this is the way it is to be in light. You see, light has nothing to track you or to connect to. So hopefully this will give you an understanding of what it's like to be on a light planet. And you still are holding densities, but this is what it's like to, in a sense, be more light. Let's do a mind loop clearing here. So this would be for repetitive thoughts. Maybe this will help here. And that's on the website. It's called a mind loop 1. So if you have anything that you keep repeating to yourself, or maybe even the mind is bringing you an event over and over again, because remember, it's still connecting to your thoughts some way, even though you may not even have the thought. So it is giving you a mind loop. And then the thought will now turn into an action, okay? So maybe you're dealing with an action more than the thought because the action is automatic, okay, without you thinking about it. Just like, for instance, you get up in the morning and you want to brush your teeth. Well, the first thought is to get the toothbrush. And probably after that, you automatically grab the toothpaste. You're not thinking, well, what do I put on the toothbrush? No, you just get the toothpaste and squirt it on there and, then you start brushing your teeth, and you don't really probably think about the toothpaste, okay? So I think you kind of all understand that. So here we go. One, mind loop would be like, this would be like the mind loop one problem that we have, that clearing can help you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. A little different for me with the DNA turned off here because the energy is a lot different. So here we go. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe by the DNA being turned off already, we don't even have that. So that's good. Definitely a good one to do for me, at least. I just can only really speak about what I am experiencing myself, but it's been a real release to have that clearing. It's on as a whole life clearing, and it's called Mind Loop 1. So that's what Ron just did. And, of course, that's on the website, creationlightship.com. So a lot of people are feeling very peaceful, no DNA. That's Bonnie. Marcy says, I feel lighter. I feel some energy, too. And Sasha says, it's all quiet now. And she is noticing, or he, why is so much light coming in with DNA off? Don't we need DNA?
Only if you want to reproduce.
And the DNA only if you want to reproduce.
Only if you want to reproduce. Only to get you here. Let's put it that way. Because it needs the DNA to replicate you, to replicate your parents. Parents' DNA make you. And after you know you're put into the cake mix and they add the water or the milk or whatever and you stir it up and you go in the oven, then what comes out is you. Well, that's all they need DNA for, okay, for the cake mix. And this is the main trick of the darkness, which is very, very sad, is that they're making you experience all these thoughts and lifetimes of everybody. So it's you know, quite interesting to kind of really know that. And when you watch other people, maybe even especially, you know, it's probably hard to find, but maybe your family that you have could be a very close family with relatives and stuff. And you're going to notice that they may all have the same similar mindsets, and they have the same judgments, even though they don't know why they got them. And that's all in the DNA, where, you know, if you move out of that area, we'll say, you know, let's just say that you're in a small town in, you know, I'll just say Montana or something, right, where you're doing maybe, you know, up north or something quite a ways where there's less people possibly. And maybe you're into farming, and all you know is that. And all your relatives are probably having an adjacent farm, so the buzz and the gossip is all the same stuff. And, you know, the whole family unit is involved with that particular type of business. So they're all going to have that same mindset until you move out, and then you realize, gee, you know, I didn't know that you are able now to squeeze a toothpaste tube. You know, I can now squeeze it from the middle or the top or the bottom and not get yelled at because my whole, you know, family genetics here, everybody, these 100 people in my family and all the cousins have been taught to squeeze a toothpaste tube from the bottom first. And it's just a kind of an ingrained thing because it's in you know, your genetics. And that gets reinforced by everybody else. And if you try to move out of that genetic pool of information and energy, then you're an outcast, okay? So they want everybody to kind of be the same. And that genetic programming is what keeps you in alignment with that. So you probably may all understand what I'm trying to say here, and that's why DNA is so detrimental, is because it keeps people into a certain mindset. And when you move out of that into a, you know, larger people, larger group, then all of a sudden you can change because you have more possibilities with their DNA. And that's probably one of the reasons why a lot of the people who are very wealthy only want their children to marry wealthy people. That way they can keep the genetics in, you know, the same line of wealth. Because the mindset of having wealth or making wealth is stored in the DNA. And you've all heard stories where somebody who was really rich who married somebody who was like a regular person got ostracized and got kicked out of the family inheritance because they married somebody out of their class. And that's because the DNA, they wanted to keep more pure with maybe money or something like that, okay? So I think you get that too. But the DNA is the dark side's trick for everybody, because all of a sudden you're born with this heavy load on you that gets activated when you're starting to grow up, and now you have to deal with, you know, all these past ancestors. And that's why in light there's no such thing as that. You don't need it. You choose your own blueprint of light without any attachments to the past of anything, you know. So it's not like you're getting a second hand, like what we get here. We're, you know, it's like a second hand store, you know. We get all types of things. We're in the light. The blueprint is there, but there's no contamination to it. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so maybe we can also explain what the Akashic Records is, because Dan is wondering, so that is like Akashic Records turned off?
Yeah, I guess it would be, you know.
If all DNA was turned off?
Yeah, I guess you know, those records are talked through, you know, a little different from different people, but basically it's supposed to be the history of everybody, you know, like on a mass computer bank, and some people can do readings on it and tune into it and find out what you're planning to do. So they're tapping into maybe the mass computer program that controls everything in my consciousness, collective consciousness, universal mind, whatever you want to call it. There's different names for it. Could be something new, the mind of God, whatever, you know, and that's what it is. And in the light, there's no such thing, because if there was, it'd be judgment. But remember, the light does not have judgment, never created judgment. It doesn't care what you do, how you do it, because it's all perfect. So they can never judge your creation, because if they did judge their own creation, then they're going to be the darkness. Once you step into judgment, that's why you're so peaceful now. If you're still in your heart center, you're going to be very peaceful, because you are no longer attached to any of the judgments. That's the bottom line. So you're able to experience divine energies, but your spirit lives here. And once you get your body contaminated, then your spirit goes, well, I don't want to hang out here. I don't want to get contaminated myself. So it won't come into you. So you actually take your spirit out of your body by starting your life path here of judgments. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so lots of good questions here. Maybe I'll go to one that was before here. We talked a lot about different clearings, and Tina has a question about something that happened, and it seems like it could be related to entities. It could also be what I would see it as, is possibly empathic. She visited a friend who twisted left ankle. Last night I twisted my left ankle too. Can you clear the cause of the entity to that? That's Tina.
Yeah, that's like an empathic thing, but it could be an entity too, body hopping.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that by feeling maybe sorry for someone, okay, this is why I mentioned not to be a healer. So we'll just from this line here, we'll just see how it works out. So let's just say that you see somebody, and you go, wow, that person's in pretty bad shape, you know, and well, how could that have happened to them and everything else? And if you're sorry for them and, you know, would like to help them, all of a sudden what will happen is that the DNA in you, which has all these stored things, will become activated. This is why I mentioned and say never to become a healer, because it will activate and catch some of the DNA in you that has that same problem. So what could have happened was, you know, and people who are more sensitive, you can call them an empath. So what happened more than likely is that when you felt sorry for the person, it all of a sudden brought you back into having a twisted ankle or whatever happened in the past, and that came right up on your doorstep. And naturally, you know, it was there, and you activated it in yourself because your body wanted to feel sorry for that person, which also brought up the twisted ankle in you that you've had in the past. So it said, wow, now I have this great opportunity to heal my ankle because of this empathic energy and also being able to see it. Okay? Remember, the body will kill itself to get well. It's that dedicated to life. So it wants to get rid of the darkness out of it so it can have spirit. And so that's kind of the way the body looks at it. You know, what you're feeling is from your pain body, okay? So but the real physical body doesn't suffer from pain. It's the body that makes it suffer. And so it's wants to get rid of all this stuff. Otherwise, why would it sabotage itself, which is what you'd look at, and kind of realize that, yeah, I sabotage myself on this one here. And, yeah, that is true, because that's what truly happened, is that you got sabotaged through the DNA. If you didn't have any type of energy in the DNA with a twisted ankle, we'll say, you would never draw it to yourself. You couldn't. Because your body would not know it. It wouldn't know about judgment on it. You just look at it and say, oh, this happened? Oh, well, poor person, and walk away. Because you would not be in judgment over it. So does that help, Annika?
I think that's very good, yeah. So the empathic clearing is online, and it's a whole lifetime clearing, and obviously the entity clearing is online, also a whole lifetime, and you can keep it up to date and go back and do every day, and has it as an unlimited, which is another really good thing. So, moving on here. So we've talked about all these different clearings here, and Ted had a funny comment there, mind loop one clearing, and then also there is a mind loop two clearing. Ted's funny comment is, so maybe it wouldn't help to eat Fruit Loops. I just thought that was funny. Thank you. We like to have a bit of humor in this because it can easily get kind of heavy sometimes. So, okay, so about programs that we run in the family, or Ted was mentioning, that's why groups seem to be cliquish to their belief system. And is there such thing as group spirit controlling everyone?
Yeah, that'd be the darkness doing that. Yeah, the churches have that.
So, yeah, and also with the families, family, I forgot what it's called.
You have people who belong to different organizations, they do that. You have people that, attempt to do the same type of work. All that would be something that's connected to the DNA to bring out your talents, and then going sideways, it would be the darkness energies up in collective consciousness there. Of the mind-created darkness wanting to control you. Remember, this is what they're doing is a control issue. So they'll figure out a way to, bring people together on timelines and then have you experience that. So typically for churches, there's probably one major timeline for people who are Christians. We'll just use that one right there, and one for Muslims and whatever else is out there, we'll say, people who maybe are pagans. And so you have the basic major timeline for that, and then you have the subcategories on it, okay? More like Christianity, are you a Baptist or, a Catholic, a Lutheran, a Methodist, Jehovah's Witness, you have all different types of things underneath that. And I'll also have timelines to bring people together, and those timelines will control you because you don't know what you're doing when you're on those timelines. So, just by walking, in fact, it'd be interested to find out, switching completely different here, we'll just say that you happen to be a nurse and you deal with a lot of people who, we'll say have terminal cancer, okay? How is that affecting you? Is that, that typically would activate in you cancer in your body because you're around it all the time. And then naturally, you may find somebody that you really like. Maybe they came to the hospital with, the first stage of cancer, and they looked fine, and you liked them, and you joked around. And then maybe, 2 years later, you see them now, and, they had all whatever they could do done to them. And maybe they're going to be dying in a few months. So they're maybe in hospice. Well, how's that going to affect you? You're going to have the empathy for that person that you kind of liked initially. And now you see him, on the way out. And, how's that going to affect your energy? Because I'm sure it will activate in you the cancer. And so I'm just curious, if there's anything out there, any kind of reports, maybe in journals that maybe nurses that deal with people with cancer, have the cancer themselves at a younger age than normal. anyway, back to you, Annika.
Yes, that is an interesting thought. I have noticed that with certain healers around here who very suddenly got very, very ill and passed away. So I've wondered that myself, if there is links to that, and, you know, it seems to be. So Bonnie is asking, and I think Tina was asking also about if there's no time, there is no program, or if there was no DNA or time, wondering what that would feel like. So Bonnie was saying, if there is no group thought and no program, there would be no time, or if there's no time, there could not be a program. Do you see what she's asking for?
Yeah, so if you have no time, so the time controls you. And so if you have no time, you have no way to enter into these mass control programs. And those programs that would be stored inside of you cannot respond to time. Remember, you're born on a date, and the date that you're born on has an ending date on it, okay? It's like a book that you read, you know? You know, how many pages are in that book? And, you know, at the very end, the chapter ends, and the book is closed, and that's your time to leave. That's why we have the death barcode in there to give you a better chance of living a more peaceful life. I won't say it'll give you a lot more chapters in your book, but I'm sure it will definitely bring in more energy to you to help you have a better life. So, the whole thing is time, you know, and if you don't have time, then, you know, the strange thing is that people say, well, gee, what would I do without time, you know? If I, you know, I'm supposed to have a life path here, a life purpose. No, you don't have anything here. You have what they tell you to do, and that's your DNA being activated, okay, on the timelines. So you may say initially, like, well, if I don't have a purpose here, why am I here? Well, because you're trapped, okay? And the first time you came here, you just wanted to experience life, maybe as a human, we'll say, and then from there, leave. You know, it'd be like going on a trip across country. You know, you wanted to, we'll just say, travel from the East Coast to the West Coast to see different states and different places, and then you plan to leave by the time you got to the other end, you know, across the states. Well, they said, you forgot something there, you know, in New Mexico, and then you go to New Mexico and look for something there, and they go, oh, no, you know, you went up to Montana, you know, you left something there, too, and that was very, very bad. They go, oh, man, and then you go, well, I went to Florida. They go, oh, yeah, Florida's a big one, you know, so it just goes on and on and on. So, yeah, you have absolutely no purpose here in the light. Life doesn't care what you do. But people will think they have to do healings or they're told inside of their head that you have to do something. No, that's not true. That's the darkness talking to you. You know, you have nothing to do here except to live life. And if you're out of the time reality and out of all the other stuff, you just be enjoying whatever you're doing. That's the way it works. You're supposed to be in the light. That's the way the light works.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, our planet was of light, and the darkness took it over. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah. So there's a lot of disconnect we could do with, we were saying before, we talked about different things to disconnect from pools. And Janice says, I left my family years ago. And it makes me think also about the soul family disconnect that you have online, Ron. That's another really good one to do.
Yeah, that's a big one, yeah. We have that, and I like doing the 4-in-1 for people for their empowerment, where you get your twin flame energy with you and your home base energy, and get rid of the planet, so, and then take you out of karma. But, you know, you need to have your emotional whole lifetime, a mental whole lifetime, and then your sensory clearing, and, you know, maybe... possibly if you have another issue on the emotions or feelings or something, but then from there, you know, I can do that clearing for you. And if you're over, you know, over 30, then you want to do the death barcode also in there. But anyway, that's a wonderful clearing to give yourself self-empowerment. If you're having troubles with being in the moment, living life, your connections are not working for you, then you may want to do the self-empowerment clearing and the psychic billboard one, because those will actually help you to get a job or help you get out of your current situation and to become more self-empowered, because you're releasing energies out of you. So it's a jumpstart program, we'll say. It doesn't take care of your whole lifetime, but it takes care of what you have right now that you're dealing with, so you can move ahead in the world. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so you mentioned the century clearing, which goes back in the centuries and goes back in past lifetime and that sort of thing, and the four-in-one, which deals with connecting to the twin flame, so you'll feel your connection and can call on your twin flame after that, and also take you out of karma and take away the major planets and that sort of thing. And they have to be, they're two very major clearings, Ron, that you do in person over the phone, right? They're still not, you're not able to do those online yet.
That's correct. I don't do them online.
Yeah. So those are major ones to do with Ron. And it was a very long time ago that I did them, but my life really changed after that. So it was really a good thing. So Randy was saying, can you explain why the New Age movement is looking to activate DNA and looking for upgrades? Seems the opposite completely.
Okay, well, that is the New Age movement. That's what they're all about, to entrap you here. That's why you have all these medical books. So since probably the 70s, you know, the New Age movement, you know, kind of came about. And maybe it started off with the people trying to rebel from society, the flower children, you know, back in the 60s. But basically, that's the New Age movement, to entrap you into buying books, to attempt to figure out how the universe works, what's God, and naturally, oneness. The oneness is a big one, because that ties you right into mass mind and the aliens, because they're oneness with you then. They're right in your door, in your house. Remember, the light, everything is separate. Nothing sticks to anything else, so the New Age movement, you know, is, you know, what they want to do, because people are looking and searching. Because, remember, you have the mind control programs going off inside of your head. And that New Age movement with those mind programs at 2012, we'll say, and this time, you know, basically around 2012 is when ascension, you know, has a possibility. You know, it might be 2020, I don't know. But we'll just say that since the 2012 date's the biggie coming up here, that they're assuming that that's going to be ascension time. But they might talk about, you know, earth changes or something. But basically, you know, they got people tied into a date to trap you. And that's the whole thing. So the New Age movement is actually 100% darkness, to tie everybody into that, so that you know, everybody on the planet can think about the New Age. There's different ways of saying it, you know, worshiping things, you know, checking out things. And those are implants that were put into you for a self-fulfilling prophecy, so that you can look for something. You know, I hear people saying, well, I went to the bookstore, and all of a sudden the book fell off the shelf in front of me. It opened to a certain page, and I read it, and it gave me my answer. Well, that's a lot of energy there. Just think of those entities here that had to actually come and pop it out. But remember, it could have been an alien, too, that walked into your timeline, stopped time, pushed the book off the shelf. Remember, time has stopped, so he shoved the book, and now it's floating in midair, okay, because time has turned off. For them, you know, they're just manipulating the chessboard, okay? And then they turn time back on, and lo and behold, that book falls on the floor. Then they turn off time, right, and your body's watching this. They turn time off, and they go, well, this person was looking for a certain particular answer. So they thumb through the book, find what page they want you to look at. Maybe they even highlight it with the pencil or put a magic marker on it, you know, and so you can find it. And lo and behold, you go, wow. You know, when they turn back on time, you go, boy, this must be divine right timing. Well, there's no such thing as divine right timing. There is in the darkness, but the light doesn't have time. So it's real interesting, as you probably have heard other people speaking, they use all that stuff, which makes them think that they're really empowered because they can give you the right buzzwords, and that's going along with your implants. Your implants are there, and you got directed to be there for that self-fulfilling prophecy so you could wake up and understand that this is what they wanted you to experience. And that's the whole thing. Remember, in the light, there's no such thing as anything that's predestined. Free choice, free will, no control. So once you realize what the New Age movement is doing, you're going to realize that it's completely darkness. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, Yanis says she cleared 60 timelines yesterday on sadness and felt like a different person today. And, yeah, that's very good. And now that you're doing the timelines, they're also stretched out. Can you explain how that works, Ron, how other timelines can be attached and possibly also get removed when you're doing one?
Yeah, basically, to make it real simple, at least to talk about it, it's kind of like getting a really big close-up of something, and then you start to see the parallel lifetimes that's attached to one major parallel lifetime. So it's actually going much deeper. And they bring in a special energy that's keyed to that timeline. So they have special codes on them, as they probably have sold that real estate, which is you, on a timeline to other aliens. So we're able to stretch it out now to find more information. And the more timelines you do, the better you're going to feel. And just take an issue, and you can do four at once. And if you're on your computer maybe for 3 hours or so, 4 hours, with one particular emotional issue, you'd probably have a great result in your life because that's where they're getting you. Naturally, it's still going to be stored in you because you haven't cleaned out, if you haven't did your whole lifetime emotional clearing and kept current with it, with the unlimited, then, you know, you can still draw more of that to you. But if you have that, you know, like 60 times, that's very good. And you may feel that your life is changing because that's how they get you. And they just resonate that issue in you all the time, push those buttons. You know, remember you're in a movie set, you know, and what the role are you playing in that movie set? You playing a martyr, or you're playing, you know, playing someone else that, is trying to overtake somebody, you know. Remember, the darkness, the main thing is conquer and control. So that's kind of the way it is. Back to you, okay. Annika.
Yeah, we have a couple of more minutes to go here. Let's see if one of these, or if you can do both. Candy was wondering if you could clear her throat chakra, and Charles was wondering, what about brainwave entrainment?
Okay, the brainwave one, I don't know about that too much. Remember, there's so much out there going on. Boy.
It sounds more like mind control.
Yeah, that's definitely mind control. Remember, you're still being mind controlled by the power line companies. If you haven't been to an area that has no power, you may do that, okay? Remember, you still have cell phones and stuff, which is hard to get rid of. You know, that's why they have Faraday shields for stuff like that. But, you know, nowadays, we're being inundated with all this stuff. And it is affecting your body. I'm not saying that the power company or the cell phone, you know, people or whoever else out there is sending you transmissions to mind control you. I'm not really saying that. It could be a possibility, but I'm not really saying that. What I am saying is that all these energies are affecting your body. And so that will probably affect your brainwaves too. Remember, they know a lot of stuff. And the dark side creates these timelines. So how far in the future do they have a timeline for you? They definitely have one for your death. And they know how to manipulate everything from your death back to where we are right now. So this is why you want to have a death bar toll clearing, and why you want to realize where you are in your life with what's going on with you. What is your issue, you know, if you have one? We'll probably all have many issues, but what's the major one? And anyway, we could probably do a whole show on that. So hopefully we have something with... Oh, so, okay, so here we go. Throat chakra, I'll do the chakra clearing here. I'll do it fast here. So heart chakra opened and is cleared. Throat cleared and opened. Third eye cleared and opened. Power chakra cleared and opened. Second chakra cleared and opened. And first chakra cleared and opened. There. Put you in your body properly. There we go. Coming out and in. There. Now you should feel a little better. Everybody, thank you. Our next program is Friday on Station 2. So hope to see you there. Same time, just on Station 2. So blessings, and thank you, Annika.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.